Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. My family has a tradition at Christmas where we throw a birthday party for Jesus. We started this tradition when I was 3 years old, and I asked my mom, "What's Christmas all about?" And she told me it was Jesus' birthday. Well, with my terrific three-year-old logic, I said, "Well, then we should have a birthday party." So we did, and I suggested we have Kool-Aid and songs and cake and candles, which we did. You know, the sad thing is Jesus often gets pushed to the side at Christmas. Imagine if I planned a party for you and I invited a whole bunch of your friends, and when everybody showed up, they bring lots of gifts, but none of them are for you. All of the guests just trade presents with each other. What kind of party would that be? You know, that's what happens at Christmas. We give gifts to everybody else except Jesus. Now you might be thinking, what gift could I give Jesus? What can I give to the God who has everything? Did you know that the Bible tells us about four presents, four gifts that only you can give to Jesus? Let's discover those gifts right now by looking at God's Word together.
Today on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, we conclude our series called The Hope of Christmas. This will be the second half of a message called Lost and Found, God's Rescue Mission at Christmas, taken from various portions of Scripture. And now here's Rick with today's message.
Now let me show you a couple verses. The Bible says this: no one has ever seen or heard or even imagined the wonderful things that God has prepared and arranged for those who love Him. Did you know that you miss all of God's plan for your life if you're not connected to Him? You're just out there going on your plan. And your plan, I guarantee, is plan B. It's not at all what God planned for your life. His plan is bigger and His plan is better. And you miss it. He said nobody can see or imagine what God has prepared for you for if you love Him. Here's another verse out of the Bible. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by His power working within us. Now, He's saying God can do a whole lot more than you think He can do, and He can do a whole lot more in your life than you think He could do. But if you're not connected, you're not plugged in. I've said this many times. It's like a blender that's not plugged in. A blender is worthless. It loses its purpose if it has no power. A toaster loses its purpose if it's not plugged into the power. A washing machine is worthless if it's not plugged in to the power. Your life becomes worthless in the sense that it is wasted. It's valuable, but it's wasted because you're not plugged in. God could do anything, then more than you can imagine. I don't know about you. I'm a pretty big dreamer. I've never been accused of being a small thinker. I can think of some pretty big visions. And God says, Rick, you think of the biggest thing I could do with your life. And guess what? I could top that. You have no idea of your potential. But you lose it when you're disconnected, when you're spiritually lost. There's a fourth thing I lose when I'm lost. And that is, I lose my happiness. I lose my happiness when I'm disconnected from God, because you weren't made to live in conflict with God. Now, this is the story of the lost son. That the first thing this happens to this kid, after he chooses to rebel against his father, say, I don't want to go with your plan anymore. I don't want to be part of your family anymore. I'm split and I'm out of here. After he hits bottom, and it all caves in. In verse 14, it says this: the younger son wasted all he'd been given. And eventually, he became miserable and lonely. You know what? I've met a lot of men who are secretly miserable. They're putting on a face of acting like, I got a great family, I got a great business. But inside, I talk to them, they're miserable. They really are miserable. Why? Because nothing destroys your happiness faster than conflict in a relationship. And this guy was out of whack with his father. You know what? You can have all the money in the world, but if you got conflict in the home, or you got conflict with your parents, or you got conflict with your kids, or you got conflict with your coworkers, or your boss, or your employee, or your partners, life stinks. I probably know a dozen billionaires. Every one of them tell you, you could have all the money in the world, you can have all the fame in the world, you can have everything you want, and if your relationships are out of whack, you're not happy. It sucks the joy out of your life. It creates disharmony. It creates tension. It creates stress. It creates guilt. Now, that's not just true with people. It's true in your relationship with God. You weren't made to be out of whack, disconnected, in conflict, or distanced from God. God, you weren't made to live separated from God. And what happens is it comes out in stress in your life. You say, well, it's true. I don't really feel very close to God. Well, guess who moved? God didn't move. God wants to have a connection with you. You were made to have a connection with him. You moved away. I lose my happiness. Number five, the fifth thing that I lose, and these five stories tell us, is I eventually lose my home in heaven. I lose my home in heaven. Now, the reason this is true is because here on earth, God allows us to rebel, but there's no rebellion in heaven. Here on earth, God allows us to disobey, but nobody who disobeys gets into heaven. No rebels get into heaven. If God let rebels in heaven, heaven would be as hellish as earth. So he lets me thumb my nose to him. He lets me go my own way. He lets me make my own choices. He lets me take my half of the inheritance and split and blow it and totally ignore how much he loves me. But there's no rebellion in heaven. And so preparing for the next life is the most important way to use this life. Let me say that again. Preparing for the next life is the most important way to prepare to use this life. Why? Because you only get 80 years on this planet. Maybe 100 at the most. That's not very much. Compared to on the other side of death, in eternity, you're going to live forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, either with God or without God. And that's your choice. With or without him. God says, have it your way. You want to live without me on earth? You can live without me in eternity. It's your choice. He's not going to force his love on you. And so this life is preparation for the next. I want to show you something. I don't think I've ever shown this to you before. This, friends, is a Super Bowl ring. It's an NFL championship Super Bowl ring. It is encrusted, I mean literally encrusted, with hundreds of diamonds. This is priceless. My brother was with the San Francisco 49ers for 10 years. He had four of these from four championships. When he died, he left these to my two boys and Tom's two boys. Now, my brother's in heaven now. How good, how valuable this is to my brother? Nothing. It is worthless to him now. Why? Because this stuff doesn't matter in eternity. It only matters now. It is a waste of your life to spend it and invest your entire life on something you're not taking with you. Jesus said it like this. Look on the screen. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world? You get on the cover of Forbes. If he loses his own soul. And if I am disconnected from God, I lose my soul. I lose my eternal connectedness. I lose my home in heaven.
Pastor Rick is just midway through part two of today's message called Lost and Found, God's Rescue Mission at Christmas. It's from our series, The Hope of Christmas. There's so much more great teaching coming up in just a moment, so stay with us.
So many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal use and to share with their friends. There are a few key messages that are so transformational that people request them over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has asked us to put together the first ever collection of six of his most life-changing teachings. They include winning with the hand you're dealt, the amazing power of forgiveness, the skills of leadership, when your world collapses, how can I know God's will, and as an added blessing, Rick and Kay's personal testimony following the tragic loss of their youngest son. This very special six CD collection is sure to be a powerful source of inspiration for you, a family member, or a loved one. It's yours when you support this broadcast ministry today with a financial gift. Get your copy of the most requested sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 1, right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. Or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you have a smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. When you support Daily Hope, you help bring the hope found in God's Word to people all around the world. Thanks so much for your prayers and your support.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
It is a waste of your life to spend it and invest your entire life on something you're not taking with you. Jesus said it like this. Look on the screen. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world? You get on the cover of Forbes. If he loses his own soul. And if I am disconnected from God, I lose my soul. I lose my eternal connectedness. I lose my home in heaven. Now, these three stories, the story of the lost son and the lost sheep and the lost coin, represent the three ways that I'm lost, the three ways that you're lost, the three ways everybody else gets lost. It's our nature, it's our circumstances, and it's our choices. We get lost because we're naturally prone to wander away from God. We get lost because circumstances can make us bitter against God. And we get lost because we make stupid choices to go our own way instead of God's. But let me tell you, here's the good news. And this is what the whole story, these stories are about. What you don't lose. What do I not lose when I'm spiritually lost? I want you to write this down. I do not lose my value. I do not lose my value. Does a lost sheep lose its value when it gets lost? No. It's still as valuable to the shepherd as it was when it wasn't lost. Does a lost coin lose its value? I could pull out $100 bills and I could lose it over here. It would still be worth $100. I just don't have the usage of it. It still has not lost its value. A lost child does not become less valuable. You take your kids to the mall, one of them gets lost, you say, well, they're not worth anything. Of course not. No, they're valuable. In fact, some things increase in value when they're lost. Like great art. A lost masterpiece actually goes up in value. So what am I saying? If somebody ever calls you lost or spiritually lost, that's not a put down. That's a compliment. It means you're valuable. You're worth finding. You see, there's a difference between losing something and misplacing it. If I misplace something, it means it wasn't important to me. But if I lose it, it's valuable enough to find it. You might misplace a bobby pin, but you lose your glasses. You might misplace, well, let me give you an example. Everybody knows, if you've ever seen me, that anytime I sign a book, I sign it with a 19-cent flare pen. And I keep one in my pocket all the time, and I sign books with a flare pen. You say, Rick, can't you afford a nicer pen than that? Of course I can. But I'm always misplacing these. And because they're only 19 cents, I don't worry about it. And if I misplace one, I never go try to find it. I just pull out another one. I keep these guys in business. I have bought thousands of flare pens at 19 cents because if I misplace them, I don't worry about it. Now let me show you something different. This sits on my desk in my office. These are real pens. These are pens that have been given to me by world leaders, presidents of the United States, prime ministers, kings, queens, diplomats. Do you think I take any of these with me? Not on your chance. Why? Because they're too valuable to lose. I misplaced this. If I misplaced that, I lost it. God says you don't lose your value. A few years ago, I was invited to speak up at Sierra Prison, which is a maximum security prison in Northern California. 6,000 inmates, maximum security. And I was invited to go out on their yard, the prison yard, which was about the size of two football fields, 6,000 convicts. And the only thing between me and these inmates was I had a microphone and a piece of yellow caution tape. like police put up around a dead body, you know, on a caution. Like, oh, yeah, that's really going to keep me safe. Where's my shepherd? I need the protection right now. And I wanted to get the attention of these 6,000 guys. So I pulled a $50 bill out of my wallet and I held it up and I said, would anybody here like a $50 bill? 6,000 hands went up. I took that bill and I crumpled it all up. And I said, does anybody still want it? 6,000 hands went up. I took that bill and I tore little pieces in it, tore it little tears. Anybody still want it? Everybody raised their hands. I took that $50 bill and I spit on it and I threw it on the ground and I took it, my foot, and I smashed it into the dirt and I held it up, ripped, stained, and spit on, said, anybody still want it? 6,000 hands went up. I said, some of you, this is what your daddy did to you. And this is what society did to you. They said, you're never going to amount to anything. You're worthless. You don't matter. And you made some stupid decisions on your own. And you've been beat up and pushed around. And you've pushed around others. And you've made dumb decisions. And you've been cut. And you've been stained. And you've been soiled. But you have not lost one single ounce of value to God. You're lost. But you are of an infinite value. In fact, as I said, lostness implies value. And whatever someone is willing to spend to recover something shows how valuable it is. Some things that have been spent, you know, I read something the other day in National Geographic about this deep sea treasure hunter people that they go around looking for the treasures in deep ships that have been sunk in pirate ships. And the machine they use costs $35,000 a day. That's a great expense to go on a rescue, search and rescue mission. You want to know what God was willing to pay for your rescue? It's called Christmas. The most famous verse in the Bible is John 3:16. It's the one Tebow puts under his eyelids when he plays. It's this one. God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son. That's called Christmas. So that whoever believes in him may not be lost, but have eternal life. That's good news. Christmas reveals your value to God. God says, this is how much you matter to me. I'll come to earth. I'm Hallmark cards. I care enough to send the very best. And on the very first Christmas, here's what the angel said. Look at this verse on the screen. The angel announced, don't be afraid. Because God didn't send Jesus to scare us, but to save us. I bring you good news that will be a great joy. So this is not bad news. Christmas is good news. It's a party. That will be great joy. It's a party to all people. Now, if you're taking notes, you circle the word all, because I don't care if you're Catholic or Protestant or Jewish or Buddhist or Baptist or Muslim or Mormon or atheist or agnostic or skeptic or no religion at all, this good news is for you. It is for all people, all religions. Bring you good news, a great joy for all people. Today, a Savior has been born for you. That's Christmas. He is Jesus Christ, the Lord. Jesus said, I came to seek and save that which is lost. Now let me tell you something. If you didn't need a Savior, believe me, God wouldn't have wasted the time to send one. Because God doesn't waste effort. If you didn't need a Savior, He wouldn't have sent one. You say, well, I don't need a Savior. Well, neither does a sheep know that he needs a Savior. Neither does a lost coin know that he needs a Savior. Neither sheep nor coins know they're lost when they're lost. Only a human being knows that. And not only that, that coin can't save itself. It can't jump back up onto the table it fell off of. You can't save yourself. Believe me, if you could save yourself, Jesus wouldn't have come at Christmas. Christmas is because I'm lost and you're lost without a connection to God. There's no way I'm getting into heaven on my own. Because you don't have enough power. You need a Savior. And until you understand that, life will never make sense.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment with an encouraging closing thought. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Oh, and while you're at the website, please be sure to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional. Listen to Rick's messages, click on his social media links, and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. Again, it's rickwarren.org. And please be sure to tell your friends and loved ones about all these great resources. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
One of the reasons I started this Daily Hope Bible study broadcast was to help underwrite what I believe is the greatest global mission initiative facing our generation. I call it the Final Frontier Project. It is taking the gospel to the final 2,900 tribes around the world, these people groups that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. This is why we are doing Daily Hope Broadcast. Because we believe there are people out there like yourself who have a vision for the Great Commission to make sure that everyone in the world has a chance to hear the gospel. I'm so excited to share with you that we've recently taken another giant step toward fulfilling the Final Frontier Project of the Great Commission. Recently, I took a team with me to Rwanda with over 100 delegates from 35 different nations around the world, 31 African nations, and delegates are leaders from China, India, Russia, and America, to come and watch the Rwanda model of the peace plan, to see how that nation has been transformed by the gospel and good news of Jesus Christ and the purpose-driven peace plan in that nation for 10 years. After that week of training, those people were so excited to go back to their nation. They said, we want to bring purpose-driven training and the peace plan to our nation on a national level so that we can help reach the unengaged, unreached people groups in our part of Africa. Did you know that since that happened, I've had 5 calls from African presidents saying, when are you going to bring the peace plan to our nation? Well, it can be done. It just takes funds. Here's a statistic that will surprise you. By the end of this century, 40% of all the world's population is going to live on one continent, Africa. 40% on one continent. And here's another statistic that will shock you. By the end of this century, 50% of all children in the world will live in Africa. That's why we must strengthen and deepen the churches of Africa today. We can do this, but I need your financial support. I can't express how much I appreciate how you've helped support this broadcast, but you're doing more than helping support the broadcast. When you give that just a little bit more, it helps us to take the gospel and take training to pastors all around the world, specifically in the continent of Africa. Now, as you consider your year-end giving, would you please pray about sending a major gift to Daily Hope? Not for my benefit, but for the benefit of village pastors in 54 nations of Africa. And this month, your financial gift will be doubled because a generous friend of Daily Hope is so serious about expanding this broadcast. He's offered a matching donation and challenged friends like you to match it in full. That means every dollar you give to Daily Hope this month is going to be doubled, up to $50,000. So I want to ask you this. Would you not only make a major gift, but will you pray for us at Daily Hope and for the Final Frontier Project? It's such a blessing to know that you're supporting, you're praying, and you're there with us. Would you email me, rick@rickwarren.org, and let me know of your support? Thanks for listening today, and thanks for supporting Daily Hope. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our Daily Hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous support.